Was there a lot of traffic coming out?
Mm.
It's rough, huh?
Terrible.
When I become president, no more foreigners.
At all?
At all. Not one.
Interesting. What about ones that already live here?
I'll send them back.
All of them?
Yeah.
What for citizens?
I let them take their cars back with them.
Well, that's nice. That's nice of you.
Wouldn't that be kind?
Really nice of you. You don't have to do that. That's just giving them a little extra.
Right. To show that I appreciate the fact that they were citizens
yeah.
at one time. Welcome to the Fallen State. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Don't forget to help us fight censorship by hitting the thumbs up, subscribe, and ring my bell. You can ring my bell. I have with me today a funny guy, very funny. Mamma mia, hola, si senor. Delicious, hold your wallet. Kind of funny. Ben Glebe. He is a comedian, former 2020 presidential candidate, and the host of Netflix show Idiot Test. Thanks for coming. I appreciate it, man.
My pleasure,
It's
Jesse.
Good to meet you in person, by the way.
Good to meet you, too. You've been a fan a long time, and now it's in person. Is it too real for you? Are you nervous?
It's like
meeting Madonna or something?
I'm on the edge.
I get that.
I'm like, as I was saying before the break, I didn't realize you were white.
Yeah, I'm not even sure if I am. Do I qualify as white?
They say you're white. I always thought you were like Arab or something, you know?
I get more Arab the more I grow my beard.
Yeah.
It confuses people.
When did you realize you were white?
You know, I just, it's a difficult reminder every day in the mirror. You know? I don't know. My mom is Israeli. My dad was born there too, moved here when he was one. So whatever that makes me, you decide.
Yeah.
You be the judge. Choose your own racial adventure.
Israeli, I mean Jewish, right?
Yep.
So are you like a Jewish white person?
Yep.
Oh, I see.
Oh, yeah.
Do you own everything in Hollywood?
Most of it.
The media and everything?
A lot of it, yeah. I own a lot of it. And it shows you how self-hating I am. I still am not giving myself a huge career, even though I own most of the media. I'm like, let myself earn it more.
That's right.
So I'm really self-flagellating.
And did you fly in on your private jet?
I did, from the valley straight here. So it was very inefficient. But anything that puts a little more poison in the environment.
Well, I appreciate that, man.
Yeah.
What's important to you?
Important to me? Yes. In life?
Yes.
Helping people make the world a little bit better. But before all of that, my real mission is just to make people laugh and help them take the load off. So you make them laugh to either forget about their problems or to think about the world's problems and have an opinion that, or present an idea that might, you know, help shift their perspective. But I'm just really mostly here to make people laugh.
And so have you been doing this all your life?
Yeah. Pretty much.
Even as a kid growing up, you
as
knew
a kid,
that's
I was
what
always,
you wanted?
I did, yeah. I was always the class comedian.
Oh, okay.
Not the class clown. We make fun of the class clown.
Right. What's the difference?
Always have been. Well, the class clown's the guy that's, you know, tying the shoelaces together and tripping on banana peels, and I'm the guy that's roasting that guy.
Oh, I see.
You know what I'm saying?
That's amazing.
Thank you very much.
And so you ran for president.
I did.
I
was just on the New Hampshire ballot 2 days ago, and I tied... for 0.1% of the vote, according to the Associated Press, with Kamala Harris, Julian Castro, Cory Booker, Marianne Williamson, and all the other candidates that dropped out already. So I'm neck and neck right there with the dropped out candidates. Undefeated after being defeated very badly.
That's amazing.
Thank you.
So you ran as a Democrat?
I did.
And are you a liberal?
Yeah.
You're a liberal?
I am.
And how did you become a liberal?
Just looking at the issues in the state of the world and figuring out where I want it to go and what I believe in, and that's where most of my positions tend to fall. I've never historically been a Democrat. I don't really like the two-party system at all. I think it polarizes us for no reason. But in this particular election, I felt I had to run as a Democrat.
Really?
Yeah.
And you ran against President Trump?
Correct, correct.
And did you think you had a chance to beat him?
I did think I had a chance, yeah.
And why?
Because he changed the rules. He showed us that there's no set model anymore for what it takes to become president of the United States.
Don't you love that?
That, I don't know. I think it's not ideal, but it is what it is, and so at least we have to fight fire with fire is what I felt. My whole premise was that, love Trump or hate him, he's not a politician by his own admission. Really what his best skills at is he's a brilliant media manipulator, and he's a brilliant trash talker, He's the greatest heckler in political history, and the way you take down a heckler, from my experience, is with a comedian. And I figured that was the best shot to take him down.
You found that that didn't work?
Did not work. But there was a lot of reasons for that. I don't know if the premise was as flawed as the media, the mainstream media, does not give opportunity to outside voices that aren't billionaires, and the DNC was not open at all to hearing from other voices. They have their set group of people, and they fight tooth and nail to keep other voices out. So billionaires can buy a way in, but regular people can't.
Do you love the fact that the Great White Hope changed the rule? One man changed the rules. And
the Great Orange Hope, you mean?
And they can't, the liberals, the children of the lie, can't stop him. They've been trying to stop him and stop him and stop him. Isn't that like...
Children of the lie, you said?
Yes.
What does that mean?
The liberal media, the Democratic Party, the right-o Republican, the never-Trumpers, the black race hustlers, Satan and all of his children have been trying to stop him, but nothing can stop a real man. Aren't you impressed by that?
No, I'm impressed with his media manipulation. I disagree categorically with your framing, but I think that he definitely has shown that we have a lot of weaknesses in our system that need to be shored up quickly. As I've joked on stage, an accurate joke is that who would have ever thought this, but Trump called bullshit on the Constitution, and turns out he was right. Even our Constitution, not very enforceable.
If anyone is enforcing the Constitution, it would be the president.
Typically. Not this guy. This guy's kind of...
It is the president, because yeah. The rest of the government up until now been trying to go against the Constitution with the First Amendment, Second Amendment, and everything else.
You don't believe in the First Amendment?
I do believe in it.
Oh.
But the Democrats don't believe in it. They want to be able to say what they want to say, right?
Yeah.
But they don't want you to disagree with them.
I do agree with you that people who are too far on the left have become oppressive to free speech in certain ways.
Yes.
I think it's ridiculous to keep different opinions off of university campuses, and I think people should be able to speak freely if they're not inciting hate or defaming someone's character without merit. I think they should be able to speak.
Even if they were inciting hate, they still have the right to say it. You know what I'm saying? No one has the right to tell you what you can and cannot say. Just like a mama and husband relationship. You know how the wife controls the man? He can't say certain things?
Right.
That's the same way the Democrats are trying to do.
Well, but there are also private platforms. So any platform has the right to take you off of a private platform.
If you own it, yes, absolutely.
So YouTube and Twitter and Facebook have the right to deplatform somebody if they want to.
If they want to.
So
if it's private, yes.
I agree they have the right to say what they want, but doesn't mean they should be granted the luxury of huge audiences if somebody's just being irresponsible with their language. I do believe they should not ever deplatform somebody for having controversial ideas or
yes.
for having different ideas.
Yeah.
Attacking people's character unfairly is a different thing, because when you're not based in evidence, you can just these days destroy people and nobody looks for the evidence. They just get on bandwagons.
So be honest with me. I won't tell anyone.
Sure.
It'll be between the two of us
mm-hmm.
and the rest of the world.
Mm-hmm.
Do you love the Great White Hope, the president?
He's the Great Orange Hope. I'd like you to use his proper nomenclature if you can.
I see white.
You see white?
Oh, yeah.
You don't know what white looks like.
Oh, I know what white looks like.
The guy looks like a tangerine.
Do you love him?
No. Very much the opposite.
You hate him?
Yeah, I don't like to hate a lot of people, but he's certainly somebody that I'm not a fan of.
So you hate the president?
I'm not a big fan of the president.
You hate the president?
Pretty close to.
Do you hate him?
I mean, if I had to choose a camp, yeah, I'd say I hate him.
You hate him. And what has he done to you to cause you to hate him?
He's sowing chaos in my society.
By doing what?
By empowering white supremacists, by empowering misogyny, by making us, none of us have any faith in any bit of our government's institutions. And then further, the worst thing he's done is he's sowed disbelief in what facts are. We now live in a post-truth era ushered into completion by Donald Trump, and that's the most dangerous thing possible. There's no way you can ever move forward as a society in a cohesive way if we don't even agree on facts. And he's the first I've ever seen in the public square blatantly and time again take facts he does not like and say they are lies, and take lies and say they are facts if they benefit him or if he just makes them up out of the top of his head.
Let's take one
and
at a time.
And his supporters don't care if it's disproven over and over and over again. They take his word like the Bible.
Let's say one at a time. You say he empowers white supremacists, right?
Right.
And what is white supremacist, and who are they?
White supremacists are people that believe white people are a superior race over any other race.
And who are they?
A lot of different groups.
Where?
Right?
Are you like
Ku Klux Klan?
Antifa.
Antifa is not a white supremacist group.
Most of the time, it's just white people out there fighting one another.
No, they're fighting white supremacists.
No, but Antifa are the ones that show up in the mask. They hide their faces. They bring weapons. They interfere with other people's rallies. Would you call that white supremacy?
They interfere with neo-Nazi rallies.
They don't have a right to do that, though. Would you call that white supremacy?
Why? You said people have free speech. Why can't they have a right to do that?
So you're saying Antifa has a right to put on dark masks, hide their faces, bring weapon, and attack other people.
I never said they have a right to attack.
But would you call that white supremacy?
No.
What would you call that?
Because they're not all white, firstly, and secondly...
Majority of them are white.
It doesn't even matter because their philosophy is not one of whites are better than others.
But
they're
their philosophy is kill if you don't agree. That's what they show up
no,
to do.
They don't kill people.
They try with
they
weapons
kill
and things.
They don't. The
is
white
that
supremacists
right for
do.
Them to do that?
At that Charlottesville rally, who killed who?
Is that right for them to do that?
White supremacists killed people.
Let me
Antifa
ask.
Killed nobody.
Is that right for Antifa to show up at other people's rallies
sure.
and attack them?
Not attack them, but they certainly protest against them, absolutely.
Yeah, it's okay to protest, but do they have a right to bring weapons and attack?
Well, if you believe in the Second Amendment, like you just mentioned, they have the right to bring weapons. They don't have the right to use them unfairly or unjustly.
And so
you'd agree with all those things I said there,
so
right?
So you're saying they have a right to bring the weapons, but
right.
not their right to attack.
Unless they are attacked first.
And so the other white group that you're calling white supremacists, right?
Right.
Do they have a right to show up at Antifa's rally and bring weapons?
They have a right to do it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So would you consider Antifa evil for coming and attacking the people?
Not at all. But why do you skip
why
over?
Not?
Why do you skip over the actual white supremacists and just try to blame a group that is against that sort of
because,
philosophy?
There is no such thing as white supremacy, first of all.
As a philosophy?
Right.
Sure.
And the people that are showing up are the ones that are really the evil ones, which are Antifa. But I noticed that no one really go after them, the liberal media, the children of the lie. It's weird how they support the people in the mask, and you can tell those people are cowards because they don't show their faces.
Superheroes historically cover their faces.
Those are not heroes. Those are demons.
Superheroes cover their faces.
Those are demons, and they're not superheroes.
Why are you as a black man defending people that have that support groups such as the Ku Klux Klan that is incredibly racist towards your people?
I am not, because they have a right to be.
But why are you supporting them more than the group trying to stop them?
But Antifa is not trying to stop them.
Sure they are.
No, they're not.
That's their whole mission.
We didn't ask them to stop them. Black
you don't
people
have
didn't
to be
ask
asked.
Antifa, oh, I need you to put on a mask.
You don't have to be
and
asked.
Go
you
out
just established that you have the freedom to do so.
And go out and attack other white people. Why are they doing it?
Why are they doing it?
Yes.
Because they care about the values that this country stands for, and that's equality for all.
Antifa does?
Any group that is anti-fascism is pro-democracy.
Well, I know that they're anti-fascism, but...
That's what Antifa stands for, anti-fascist.
Oh, no, they're the ones that are that way, right?
No.
So, do you think they have
You have
a right
to stand up very firmly and strongly in the face of evil and in the face of fascism. That's what we all are needed to do. In the Holocaust, it happened not just because of Nazis, but because of the regular citizens that just stood by and let it happen. You have to stand up firmly in the face of hatred. And when there's a hate-filled group, such as white supremacists or neo-Nazis, you, of course,
but you got the wrong
stand
people.
Up in their face.
So let me ask, neo-fascism? What do you call that again? What's the definition of that? Anti-fascism or something, you say?
Anti-fascists?
What is that?
The people who are against fascism.
Who
are
what
against
is fascism?
Fascism is
someone who think that they are better than others?
That just imposes their will against the will of the people.
White supremacists, how do you define that?
Like I said earlier, I already defined it. People that think the white race is superior to other races, and the president of the United States puts people in his own administration and in the White House currently still who are known white supremacists.
So let me just restate it. White
You're comfortable with that?
White supremacists are people who think that the white race is better.
Correct.
But what can the white race do about what people think about them?
They can't do anything about the thoughts, but they can do things against the actions. They can do things against
but just because
them
white,
being in the White House.
So you're saying
you're comfortable with Stephen Miller, a known white supremacist, to be in the White House?
Let me just ask.
Are you? I asked you a question.
Let me ask.
Are you okay with that?
No, I want to get this straight, and then we'll come to that.
Okay.
So if I've been a black man, think that white people think that they are better, would that make me the white supremacist, or would it make the white people the white supremacist that I'm thinking that about?
Very Inception-like, confusing question. Say it again.
You said that white supremacists are people who think that the white race is better, right?
Yep. And then try to impose that.
How can white people, what can they do about what people think about them?
No, but they're trying to impose that will.
Just because you think that the white race is better doesn't mean that they think that way.
You can think it privately, but when you think it, then start marching on that behalf. And you
so
start.
I think you got it confused. Are you saying that white supremacists are the white people who think that they are better?
That's correct.
Oh, okay.
That's what I said.
No.
Yeah.
You said that it was the people who think that white people think they are better.
No, I did not say that.
Oh, okay. Maybe I misunderstood.
Fair enough.
And so there are black people like Louis Farrakhan, Jeremiah Wright Jr., and the black power people, and other black radical groups who think that they are better than white people. Would that make them black supremacists?
Yeah.
So Louis Farrakhan is a black supremacist?
I mean, if that's what he believes, I'm not incredibly familiar with the details of his belief, but if you're categorizing.
Have you ever heard of Louis Farrakhan?
Of course.
He said that white people came from black people who turned evil. Because according to Louis Farrakhan, black people were the first on earth, and they went out and turned evil and went out and created the blue-eyed devil. And that's how white people came about. So would you say Louis Farrakhan is a black supremacist?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I mean, we all do descend from Africa, but thinking that you're superior because of that fact is the problem.
Oh, okay.
You can acknowledge facts, you can acknowledge origins. What you can't acknowledge is a sense of superiority over another group of people.
And so Louis Farrakhan is a white supremacist.
A black supremacist.
I mean, a black supremacist.
Your definition.
Jeremiah Wright Jr. too, right? He thinks
no,
the same thing.
I don't
thing.
Think so.
Yeah. He thinks the same thing.
I haven't seen that.
Oh, yes, you have.
I have not.
Oh, yes, you have.
I have not.
Oh, you have.
Oh, no.
But let's say that he does think that way. Would he be a black supremacist?
If anybody thinks that way, hypothetically, then yes, they would be a black supremacist.
How about Jeremiah?
I'm not a fan of supremacy thinking based on race in any way.
How about Jeremiah Wright Jr.?
We just talked about him.
If he thinks that way, he's a black supremacist.
If anybody thinks that way.
Oh, okay. If you had been elected as president of this great country,
what
would you do better than what the Great White Hope has done?
Great Orange Hope.
And is done.
Just please acknowledge
what
his skin
color. What would
you
do better?
He's an orange supremacist, and we have to acknowledge that.
What would you do better?
I would bring the country together by not dividing us along any line that just benefits me personally. Trump only cares about himself, and it's evident in his actions day in, day out. So I would certainly not flout the rule of law, flout our Constitution. I would certainly not withhold aid to our allies who are being killed in war against our adversaries for my own reelection purposes. I would reduce the military budget to a way where we are still very, very safe and strong and the most dangerous, scary military in the world, but also take care of urgent problems at home. I would fully fund the VA to take care of our veterans who fought so bravely for our country. I would fully take care of Flint and Puerto Rico for once and for all that are suffering and are treated as second-class citizens by our presidents who care about minorities.
Hey,
time out. You asked me what I would do. I got a lot more.
What would you...
I'd help close the income and wealth gap by giving a cost-of-living tax refund to those who need it.
We're going to get to all that. But when you say the president only think of himself, right? What has he done that implies that he think of himself only?
Everything, what I just said about withholding aid for
taxes,
his own benefit.
Was that just for himself?
He cut taxes just permanently just for rich people.
Was it just for himself?
It's for him and his rich buddies.
Was it just for himself?
Yeah, to enrich himself. He doesn't care about himself.
When he cut restriction on starting businesses and things, was that just for himself?
It's to get reelected because he knows that Republicans do not like regulation.
Was that just for himself is what I'm asking?
It's for his own businesses, for his own self, and for his own cronies.
When he built a strong military, was that for him, just for himself?
It's a Republican ideal that he does to help ensure his reelection and keep his base happy.
So that was just for himself?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying every single action he's ever done is just for himself, but...
When he, the economy is booming, people are back at work, even black people, more black people working today than since I've been on the earth.
Yeah.
Did the president do that just for himself?
I don't know that the president did that, but no.
Was that just for himself?
He's very lucky that we are in a good economy and the economy continues to be strong under him. Very lucky.
Was that just for himself?
I mean, I don't see any actions he's done that's been positive or negative for the economy. The economy just has been strong.
Was that just for himself?
Like I said, not every single thing he's done is just
for
himself.
Was that just for himself?
I don't know.
You don't know if that was just for himself. You know all this other stuff for himself.
Right.
But blacks going to work, women working, everybody, their mama working, they want to work. You don't know if that he did that for himself.
Well, I don't know that he did that, once again. But
that
happened under him, whether you want to accept it or not. Okay,
it
under his watch.
Under him,
I agree with that.
Right. Was that for himself?
No.
Amazing. Isn't that like amazing?
It is amazing.
That's amazing.
Amazing. I agree.
That is so amazing.
Amazing.
Is there anything you like about the Great White Hope?
No.
Nothing.
Just how clever he is with manipulating the media's attention. He's a brilliant marketer. We all could take lessons from it.
You like that about him?
I do like that about him.
He
does it for his own gain, once again, so I hate that he does it, but it's very instructive the way he does it.
Do you respect and like the way he has handled himself against the attacks from day one of being in the White House and even before?
Again, he's a good fighter, and he gives you a good tip as to how to fight off attacks that are unwarranted, except with him they're often warranted and he just pretends they aren't. So as the president, you should never behave that way. As a social media marketer, maybe you should, not as the president of the United States. He never has the greater good in mind.
When you...
doesn't admit he did anything wrong with the Ukraine situation. It was still a perfect call. The only difference, the only thing I've learned is how corrupt the Democrats are.
When he...
Not chasing a little, bro.
When he created a strong military, we know.
He did not create
a strong military.
We had a weak military years ago?
Did he do that for himself?
Did we have a weak military 3 years ago?
I answer that for you, did I answer?
No, but I don't agree with the premise of the
question. Did he do that for himself?
What did he do?
He created a strong military.
He created a strong military?
People love him. Why do you think they love him?
No, a lot of them don't love him.
No, they love him.
His own generals think he's an idiot.
You may have a few drag queens in the military that don't love him, but they love him.
His own generals think he's an idiot.
Those are liberals.
Only so everyone
don't love.
Every general that disagrees with him flouting in their face the rule of law, talking trash to the generals, saying that our troops who had severe brain damage after the missile attacks from Iran are just headaches, no big deal. The people that say that they're all liberals.
Absolutely.
That's amazing.
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 Were you a fan of the fallen Messiah?
Are you okay with, you didn't answer my question, first of all, but are you okay with the fact that the president, first time I've ever seen this in my life, insulting in the face of our troops who suffered severe brain injuries, downplays it, lies about it, and then says they're just headaches. First said there was no injuries at all, and now says it's just headaches. You're okay with that?
I've been hearing little news breaks about that, reports about that lately.
Yeah.
I don't know what the truth is yet. So I don't have a conclusion on that yet. I'm waiting to see because the media...
No, the truth is out now.
The media, especially the liberal media, they hate the president.
There's official brain injuries.
Let me just finish. You asked me a question.
Yeah.
So I want to respond.
But you're doing what
I... May I respond?
You're not accepting any negative fact about him.
May I respond?
Sure.
The liberal media hate him so much, they never going to tell the truth about the guy, no matter what he did. If he flew into this building right now on white cloud, they say, oh, the president thinks he's Jesus. He came in on a cloud.
Fox
right?
News reported
let me just say,
verified brain injuries.
I don't know the conclusion of that yet. I don't know what the real story is.
So you see what Trump did? He just makes facts not facts anymore. When are you going to get?
You asked me a
when
question.
Are you going to accept the fact, though?
Do you want me
at any point?
Do you want me to respond to my question?
But why do you only accept facts when they're pro Trump?
Do you want me to respond
and not against Trump?
Do you want me to respond to the question?
Yeah.
Okay.
You already did, though.
No, I didn't.
You said you don't know the facts.
You interrupted.
You said you don't know the facts.
I'm not done.
Okay.
I don't know what the real deal is yet. I'm waiting to see, so I don't have a conclusion about it. Either way, I don't trust the media at all. I don't trust the Democrats. I don't trust the rhinos.
So where do you get any of your facts from?
I don't trust the race hustler.
Where do you get any of your facts from, then?
They'll come. I'm waiting to see.
From where? If you don't get it from the media, where do you get it from?
We have a way of finding out.
You got a little bird that flies in?
There you go. Don't tell anyone, though.
I would never.
And so did you support the fallen Messiah?
I don't know what that means.
Obama.
I don't understand
your
framing.
You do know who the fallen Messiah is, right? Obama.
No.
You know Obama, right?
I do know Obama.
And you know Big Mama Michelle, right? You know who Big Mama Michelle is?
I don't understand why you're calling her that.
Because when she was in the White House, she does what black women do. They take over the family, and then they eat up all the best chicken, and then Big Mama tell you what to do. Oh, take the little white piece of meat over there. Give Big Mama the leg and the thigh. And all that, most of the greens, and they tell you what to eat, how to eat, while they're pinking out. Big Mama Michelle did that while in the White House.
Are you confusing the Obama family with a Madea movie?
Oh, Now you do know what a Big Mama is then. Have you seen my dear? You seen Big Mama.
Right. That's not Michelle Obama. But Michelle Obama's an amazing woman.
I can think of many words to call Michelle.
Yep.
Amazing and not one.
She's a great woman, amazing person.
Then you're confused.
All she does is care about the future, care about the kids.
No,
in our country, try to get people to lose
Big
weight.
Big Mamas care about tamales, waffles, whatever. She would eat wild and wild. But let me.
I like that you don't accept facts like brain injury to troops, but the fact that Michelle Obama loves tamales is your evidence base.
Were you a fan of Obama?
Very much.
A fan.
Yeah.
And why?
He could have done more, but I was a big fan.
What did he accomplish while in the White House for 8 years?
Accomplished a lot. Took us from the brink of the next Great Depression to an economy that grew and grew and grew to set up Trump for the good economy he inherited.
Are you just saying this or you believe that's true?
Oh, I believe it very much to be true. Took the unemployment from 12% to like 7 or 8.
You're watching too
pretty
much.
Pretty big. No, and then Trump
CNN.
Continued it. Then Trump continued it from 7 or 8 until about 5.
You got to stop watching CNN.
So you don't accept unemployment numbers when it's under Obama, but you do under Trump? The numbers are factual when they're pro-Trump. I'm seeing a pattern here with you. Facts are only facts when they're pro-Trump, and when they're pro-anybody that is
Obama
anti-Trump.
What did Obama do for black people while in the White House?
So in addition, what do you do for black people?
Uh-huh.
I don't know the answer to that, but I do know, well, I partially know the answer. Black unemployment also dropped under Obama, and it continued under Trump. So that's one thing.
Do you believe in God?
He also did not. Wait, hold on. I'm still answering your last question.
Because
He also made gay marriage legal. Beautiful thing.
Well, we know that.
Beautiful thing.
One thing about it, he pushed homosexuality more than he did anything.
I don't know that he pushed it, but he definitely embraced it.
The first thing he did
I don't remember the speech ever where he was like, if all Americans be gay. I don't think he ever said that.
Say what now?
He never came out and said, I recommend you be gay.
So let's go back to the black people. What did he do to help blacks?
I already told you what I believe he did.
What you believe, but what really happened?
Well, we don't know. I don't have your bird that sends facts in at me from outer space.
So were there more black people working under Obama or not working under Obama?
Were there much more working than not working.
How about black people?
Yeah, there were much more working than not working.
You're not being honest, man.
The black unemployment rate was
not
51% under Obama.
Black people were so disappointed in Obama, they're sick of him because they thought that he was going to do for them, going to help them, and he made their situation worse by
That's not really true. That's the only reason Biden has support of the black community is because of Obama.
No.
It's true.
No.
Yeah. Okay. Watch what Biden does in South Carolina. He's going to have a different turnout than he did in New Hampshire and Iowa.
You call yourself a compassionate capitalist. Am I right
about
that?
Yes, sir.
And what is that?
What do you think it is?
I have no idea.
I believe in the capitalist system. I'm not a socialist. In a country full of resources and the richest nation on earth, we should stop the crony capitalism that only takes care of those who don't need help just to make their pockets fatter. We should take care of those who do need help in a compassionate way.
Let me just ask because you might not be aware. I'm black and I'm slow.
What?
Yeah, I'm black and slow.
I never noticed you were black.
But slow, right?
That I could tell.
You can't tell I'm black?
Mm-mm.
I don't look black to you?
You look lime green to me. That's all I see.
So define compassionate capitalism.
I did. I just did.
I missed it. What is compassionate capitalism?
Belief in a capitalist system that America is built on, but also making sure that we take care of those who need help in the richest nation on earth and not taking care of the millionaires and billionaires and corporations that do not need help just so we can line their pockets more and have them help us with our reelection campaigns and help
that
us.
That sounds more like a woman's thing to be compassionate. I'm just so compassionate. I'll be your mother and I'll take care of you and I'll make sure. Do you believe in free health care, free education and all that kind of stuff? That what you mean by compassionate?
I believe we need to give health care coverage and protection to all Americans.
How about free?
Why are you against
about free health care?
Why are you against embracing your female side? Are you just that much of a man's man? You can't.
How about,
you don't have a sensitive side.
How about
have you ever cried?
How about free healthcare?
Have you ever cried at a movie?
No.
Have you?
Do you believe?
Have you cried at a movie?
Come on.
I'm asking you a serious question. What movie made you cry?
Do you believe?
What makes you sad? Did that Google commercial during the Super Bowl make you cry? When the guy is telling Google to remember memories about his dead wife, did that make you sad?
Ben,
I'm asking you a question.
Ben, how about free healthcare?
I'm asking you a question.
You believe that all people should receive free healthcare?
I believe that we need to offer healthcare coverage to all people.
free.
I don't know that it should be completely free.
You believe that the people should have to pay something for it?
I think so, except in instances where they cannot, then we should give it to them for free, yes.
And how about free education?
I think free K through 12 education is a good idea. And I had an idea in my campaign to make free college much more affordable for the country. If you want to have free college, we create a free online university that costs the country just a tiny fraction of what it would cost to send everybody to public university. We can't afford that. We don't have that kind of surplus right now in our country. So you do a free online university, you can get a free four-year degree, but when it's one that we can actually afford.
What
I think that's a nice middle ground. You like the idea? Thank you. Are you endorsing it?
What made you decide to end your campaign?
Ran out of money, ran out of momentum, weren't being given any big media opportunities, and we just dried up.
Amazing.
I know.
Will you run again?
I hope not.
Oh, you don't plan on running again?
No. The system's very broken, very corrupted. I didn't want to run in the first place, but I felt we needed a comedian to take on Trump, and none of the bigger comedians were doing it, and so I figured we just need that different voice. We need to have all different voices being considered in this country during this incredibly important upcoming election, and so I wanted to do my part to help out and throw a different wrench into the conversation and see what happens.
So because you didn't get it your way the first time around, you're just going to give up?
Oh, no, because I only run for, like I said, for one purpose. The one purpose was to bring a different conversation.
But why not give it another try
because
for
I'm only
same
doing it,
reasons?
Because I'm only doing it to stop Trump.
But why not give it another try?
Because hopefully Trump will not be running for a third term. If he will, then I will consider it.
You hope he doesn't run for a third term?
Well, it's illegal to run for a third term, but he doesn't care about the Constitution, so it's possible he might.
That's right, and I'm hoping that.
You hoping he ignores the Constitution?
I hope he runs for a third.
Didn't you say?
I hope he runs for a third term and a fourth.
But didn't you say you believe in the Constitution?
Done, and then when he's done, I'll take over.
But didn't you say you believe in the Constitution?
That I believe it?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
But that's against the Constitution, right? More than two terms for a president is against the Constitution.
I want to
say. So do you get to now in the era of Trump pick and choose which constitutional rules you follow and which you don't?
I want to.
Do you? Can you answer the question? Is the Constitution pick and choose now because of Trump? He's made it so we don't have to follow the whole Constitution?
Believe me, before the president showed up, the liberals were not following the Constitution.
But so now it's okay to
now
do that?
Now they have to because he's forcing them to.
But now it's okay for you not to?
But I got to.
Is it okay
this.
For you not to follow the Constitution?
I will follow now? It. I will follow it.
Three terms against the Constitution, right?
I got to ask this because of time.
But three terms against the Constitution, you acknowledge that, right?
It would be up to the people.
Well, no, it's currently against the Constitution.
No, if he ran again, yeah. I know he can't run again.
Right.
I understand that part.
Okay.
But let's say he ran and the people voted.
Yeah.
Yeah, we won.
They would need a constitutional amendment.
We won the great white hope.
Orange.
Would you be okay for that?
No.
Okay. So let me ask. I have interviewed a lot of liberals on my show here. And I noticed that liberals are easily triggered. You know what I'm saying?
I'm calm as a cucumber.
Why are so many liberals easily triggered?
It's because there's an enormous assault of bullshit coming at everybody in this country who's fair-minded these days and who cares about those who are in need and cares about the state of the environment, the planet, the country, the rule of law, the state of facts. And so there's a lot coming at us, and we need to speed up our pace at addressing these problems. And when there's a lot of bullshit and there's a guy literally making up garbage every day and his followers swallow it up. They should call him his swallowers because they really just swallow whatever he gives them, puts right in their mouth. And you're doing the same. Just take whatever that Trump says uncritically.
And so,
he makes up things and they're facts to you.
Come back.
And he...
Come back.
And he,
you're deviating. Oh, come back.
And we, but,
come,
and
hey,
then
come back.
Facts,
come back.
Even about our troops.
So you're saying
even
that,
about our troops, that's not a fact to you.
You're saying that liberals are easily triggered because... After a while, they can't handle the situations that are happening in their lives.
No, because it's very important to be passionate about the problems we're facing.
Amazing.
Triggered is the same as being passionate about things.
So even for the men as well?
Say again?
Even for the men, it's okay that they should be triggered, that they give in to being triggered because they're being passionate.
Well, men historically are a lot more triggerable than women. Women are, generally speaking, more even keel in a public square. Men are the ones who started all the wars in history, if you look at it.
That's amazing.
Facts or not facts?
That's amazing.
Facts or not facts? Ignore the question. All right.
Are most liberal men beta men? Beta males?
I don't think so.
Why are they either triggered? Because only a beta male would be triggered.
No, because Trump snowflakes are the most triggerable people in the world.
Have you ever
you
been
say
triggered?
One thing against Trump and they lose their minds.
Have you ever been triggered before?
Sure.
When the last time you were triggered?
I get triggered oftentimes.
And what when you're in a situation and you a trigger. What happens during that situation that made you lose it?
People say lies blatantly to my face. They share opinions that disregard the well-being of millions of people in this country to just for some reason line further the pockets of rich corporations that they don't even work for or benefit from because they're brainwashed by the president. And that's pretty scary and triggering to me.
On your video, I saw where you were triggered on Tommy Lahren's show.
Uh-huh.
What was that like to be triggered in front of women?
You don't like women so much, huh?
No, what was that like for you to be triggered in front of women?
It doesn't bother me to be triggered in front of a woman any more than it does in front of a man, because I think all people are equal. It's an idea you should look into.
You were not embarrassed by that, that the women saw that you were being triggered?
Oh, no. I don't have a fragile male ego like you do. I have a very strong male ego that is able to show a full range of emotions and not have it crumble me like a very weak exterior that you're putting out to the world.
But
I'm comfortable having emotion in front of all people, even in front of animals.
Even one of the women made a joke about you being triggered.
Uh-huh.
She said, oh, what is he, a comedian?
Uh-huh.
Did that bother you, though?
Well, it was a very unintelligent, silly comment.
In what way?
Because she saw my clear, real emotion, and she just tried to diffuse it by not acknowledging the reality of it, because there's no facts that can defend these indefensible policies, refusing even common sense gun control.
Did you feel like a beta male when she made a joke about you being triggered?
No, I don't look at humanity or masculinity in such stark, primitive, uninformed terms as beta or alpha.
Beta!
Alpha! I'm alpha, baby, but a true alpha?
Did you feel like an alpha male when you were triggered and the woman made a joke about you being triggered?
Oh, absolutely I did.
You felt like an alpha?
Absolutely I did. I tore off my mic and stormed out. It's a pretty strong thing to do.
Are you married?
Oh, I'm not married, but let me say one thing. And I'm having, by the way, so much premarital sex, it would blow your mind. But let me make very clear something else. One of the great problems with society is that people think admitting mistakes or showing emotion is weakness. It's the exact opposite. People who are afraid to admit mistakes, unable to because they think it'll crack the shell of their very fragile Humpty Dumpty ego, or afraid to show emotions and they have to have this rigid, false, 50-year-ago version of what masculinity is, are people who are so fragile that they lose their mind if you make one joke about their dear leader Trump. To be a real man, you have to be able to experience the full range of emotion, admit a mistake and let it make you stronger because you now have learned from your mistakes and not have some fragile ego like Trump does can't ever admit a mistake as though you're some messiah when he's a clearly lying moron. A beta male. Trump's a beta male.
Okay, I got it. When you were growing up,
yeah.
Were you raised by your father and mother?
You better believe it.
They both were in the home?
Yep.
And did your mother trigger your father?
Probably, sometimes.
And you would see your father being triggered by your mother?
And vice versa.
But you would see your father being triggered by your mother?
At times.
And did you think that, I love my dad, he's triggered by my mother? You think that was normal at the time?
Well, of course it's normal. Healthy relationships are ones that are two-way relationships and equal. And again, I know you want to go back to like a 1950s,
so when you were
keep the woman in the kitchen kind of vibe. So and I know you also have said that you think one of the biggest mistakes America made was giving women the right to vote. It's an insane opinion, but you can have it because it's America and we have free thought
here. When you were a kid,
yep.
And you would see your mother trigger your father,
mm-hmm.
You would think as a kid, right on, my dad had been triggered by my mother. You would think that that was normal?
No, my thought would be, I love to see two equal people have an equal argument in a relationship.
So you love seeing your father being triggered?
I just like seeing people deal with things issue by issue and not stick in these camps that for some reason people like you love to put people into camps and not see people and things issue by issue. You like to have these old, disproven, false archetypes. That's all you can see the world under. It's a very simplistic way to see the world.
So you like seeing your father being triggered by
your
mother?
You see how you won't engage me in the conversation? You just keep going back to your same questions.
You like
I'm advancing the conversation and you won't even respond to it, let alone acknowledge it. You won't respond to my thoughts. You just keep repeating your question, trying to get a gotcha of me saying something on camera.
No, I'm trying to get answers from you.
I've answered every question.
So you're saying, yes, I like seeing my father being triggered by my mother.
I did not say yes. You weren't listening.
That's what I'm waiting for, an answer.
I already answered many times.
I told you I'm black and slow. I need, like, answer yes and no sometimes. You know how black people are. They slow.
And I just see humans, you know what I mean?
You never met a black
person. Sometimes I see lime green or orange humans.
So let me ask, Were you happy seeing your father being triggered by your mother?
When was the last time you cried?
You're not answering my question.
When was the last time you cried?
Answer my question.
No, my question was first. Order of...
I can't remember the last time.
Maybe, but you have cried.
Let me see what I have before.
And what made you cry?
I used to be a beta male, too.
Okay.
I was weak like you are. And
really?
I used to be easy trigger, beta male.
So if you ever cry...
I would cry at the movie.
So if you ever cry, you're beta male?
One time I cried over my girlfriend breaking up. You know, I broke up. Uh-huh. And I went to a movie... And I cried. Uh-huh. So when I got home, mommy said, "Why are you crying?" I just said, "A sad movie."
Uh-huh. It's a beautiful tale. But if you ever cry now, you're a beta male?
Now that I asked that, when you saw your mother triggering your father, you thought, "Wow, that's cool."
Nope.
What did you think when you saw your father being triggered by your mother?
I just thought, "Oh, my parents are fighting again."
And how about when your father would trigger your mother?
Same.
It didn't bother you to see that your father was weak.
It's weak to you both ways?
When your mother did it to the father, to your father.
No, because you keep not hearing.
It didn't bother you.
No, because you keep not acknowledging me saying, I do not.
You didn't see it as a weakness.
I do not see it as weakness to show emotion or to be able to have an equal relationship.
Are you an emotional person?
I see that as strength, sure. Are you?
No.
At all? Sad to not have emotion in life, huh?
No, it's sad to have it.
It's a mechanistic way to live?
It's sad to have it.
Really? The whole point of life is to feel it.
Alpha males are not emotional males.
Really? That's so sad.
Only beta males. But let me ask.
Feeling life to you is weakness?
Are you in favor of
the... You just go through like a soldier?
Are you in favor of the big, beautiful wall going up around the borders?
No, it's such a dumb idea.
It's a dumb idea to put the wall up around the borders?
It is not a racist idea like some liberals paint it, but it's a dumb idea.
And why is it a dumb idea?
Because it's ineffective, because a lot of illegal... undocumented people come through tunnels, which, hot tip, go under walls because it is very expensive. We don't have the money because already they're going to have flood doors opened up for months at a time in these walls to avoid floods hitting the wall and crushing it, which kind of would obviously allow immigrants to come through that wall because people are already chainsawing through it. He claims it's indestructible, but it's not. You can easily cut through it.
And
Trump said in one of his rallies, there'll be no way over the wall unless you have like a ladder, which, hot tip, there are ladders. And people can climb over them with them.
When you say it's not racist, why do you say it's not racist to have
Because we can protect our borders. I think it's a smart idea to protect our borders.
And that's not racist?
No.
Okay. Are you in favor of Israel having a wall?
No, I mean, I really don't like the way that the Palestinian people are oppressed with no end in sight. I think there's a real problem, and there was an enormous amount of attacks coming, and the wall did help cut down on that. And so it's a hard issue. We have to get to a two-state solution ASAP. I was recently spent a lot of time in Israel and in the Palestinian territories. I spent time in Ramallah and Bethlehem and wanted to get to know both sides from a very real way. And it's humans on both sides. It's a very hard issue on both sides.
So was it a dumb idea for Israel to put a wall up?
No, they were facing murderous suicide bomb attacks all the time.
So you're saying, no, it wasn't a dumb idea for Israel to put a wall up, right?
I don't think that was a dumb idea. I don't think it's the way forward.
But it's a dumb idea for America to put a wall up.
Yeah, we don't have suicide bomb attacks coming from that side of the border all the time.
You don't know that for sure.
I do.
But we do have drug wars, we have gang members, we have...
Right, but all that can still come through a wall.
We have all that coming across our borders,
His wall's not even a wall, it's a fence. You can pass drugs
America,
through it.
For America, you
wait,
say...
Wait, you acknowledge...
But for America, do you we even say have, it's a dumb idea, but for Israel, it's not a dumb idea.
Do we even have this...
Who do you love most, Israel or America?
America. Do we even have...
So why would you want to protect America?
Because like I said...
As you would want to protect
because
Israel.
Because like I said, it's another lie of Trump that it's just rapists and murderers coming
over
the border.
No, we're not talking about Trump right now.
Well, hold on.
But why
we are
would
talking
be,
about Trump.
Why would it not be a dumb idea for Israel to protect themselves? And I believe they should. But,
yeah,
but
I just
it's a
answered
dumb
you.
Idea for America to protect
I just
Israel.
Answered you because, first of all, it's an actual wall in Israel. You're aware that Trump's wall is a fence and there's holes in it, right?
Amazing.
So drugs can be passed through it.
Amazing.
Can we at least acknowledge the mutual fact that holes are not walls?
How about this then? Let's say the president built a wall.
Can we acknowledge the mutual fact that drugs go through?
How about if the president built the same wall that Israel had? Just like Israel wall.
No, we don't need
it. The same identical wall.
We don't need it.
Would it still be a dumb idea?
We can't afford it, and we have a much bigger border. Israel's entire country is 7 miles long. The United States is thousands and thousands of miles long. We cannot afford it.
Should we put illegal aliens before American?
Of course not.
Okay. Were you born here or in Israel?
I was born here.
You were born here.
Yep. So I could run for president, baby.
Oh, yeah, you can't run if you're not born, right?
Yep.
Ask Obama about
that. Although, I guess now...
Ask Obama about that.
Oh, really? You even are a birther as well? Everything Trump says, you just suck it up. You're a swallower of Donald
Trump.
Ask
Obama about that, buddy. Mm-hmm. So listen, you know who that woman, Meghan Markle, that black woman that married that white guy over in Israel, over in...
Great Britain.
Great Britain. What was his name?
I don't know. Markley?
Yeah. I said it was a big mistake for them to get married before they got married.
Why?
Because Meghan is older than him. She's been married before. Mm-hmm. She's angry. She's black.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, and this poor white redheaded guy does not know how to handle that.
You think white guys should not marry black people?
I said
that. Is that your opinion?
Let me finish the question. I said
that. This is a question here.
He will control her. Do you agree with me? It was a mistake for him to marry her.
Well, if you just said she's strong and he can't handle her, then how is he going to control her?
No, he's weak. And she's weak, too. She's just that weak beta men allow women to control them.
She's pretty strong. She just disbanded the royal family, basically. It's a pretty bold move.
That was a good thing, you think?
I don't care about royals. It's an old, antiquated thing. But you probably like it because it's about lords and ladies, and it's a really antiquated, patriarchal way to look at gender.
So that was a bold move for Meghan to do that?
Yeah, it's a bold move for both of them to say, I'm not going to live under scrutiny I don't want to live under.
It took a black woman to go and destroy the queen.
Yeah. You love the queen?
And you're proud about that, right?
You love the queen.
Oh, yeah.
Why?
I love all people.
All people? All except people. Black people?
All people.
Do you love Barack Obama?
Oh, yes.
You love him?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, cool.
Absolutely.
You love Michelle Obama?
Oh, yes.
Love that.
Absolutely.
Great.
So... are you surprised it took a black woman to go and destroy the queen home?
I don't think race has anything to do with it.
But
so
were
I
you surprised it took a black woman? All these years have gone by. The queen is older than dirt. No one else can do it but a black woman. Does that make you proud?
I think it's nice to see old institutions be challenged.
Does it make you proud to see black people
pointless move? Old institutions.
Does it make you proud to see black people move into white communities, decent areas, and turn them into ghettos?
Say again?
Does it make you proud that when black people move into decent communities, well-kept, groomed communities, and turn them into ghettos?
I don't know examples of this.
You have not been paying attention.
I pay a lot of
attention. Do you love white people?
I love all people.
How about white people?
I love all people.
Do you love white people?
I love all people.
Do you love black people?
I love all people.
I didn't ask about all people.
I know, but I don't have to answer everything you ask. You don't answer everything I ask.
Do you love white people?
I love all people.
Amazing. Yep. Are you in favor of identity politics?
It depends.
On what?
Depends when it's used, how it's used, and what the identity issue is. But we all have identities, and we need to have our needs met. So it depends what issue you mean. If you want to ask me issue by issue, I'm happy to respond.
No, we've run out of time. But
damn.
How do you feel about straight, white, conservative Christian men being under attack? They're under attack now. They're hated. That's one of the reasons you were never going to win running for president as a Democrat. White men are not allowed. They're out. So you didn't have a chance. How do you feel about that?
This is definitely not the easiest time for straight white men. I'll grant you that. But you say that beta men are the only ones that feel attacked and can handle themselves. So I'm sure conservative, straight, white men can handle it, right?
So you're okay with it?
Being under by your definition, it's okay,
right? I asked
you,
how do you feel about it? Are you okay with that?
Under attack in what way?
You don't know that straight, white, conservative men are under attack?
I think that people are being under attack for espousing old, antiquated values, by espousing racism, by espousing not taking care of...
So are you okay with straight, white, Christian men being under attack?
I'm not okay with anybody being under attack based on the group they're in. I'm okay with people being under attack based on their opinions and being under attack just verbally with an assault of ideas.
I started the White History Month. July is White History Month. Are you aware of that?
Oh, a full month.
Not like
Black History Month, 28 days. We get 31 days or 30?
Do you celebrate Black History Month?
Of course.
Will you celebrate White History Month with us this year? This is for the third year coming up.
Hmm.
Would you celebrate
What kind of activities do we get to do?
The same that the blacks are doing.
Do we get to do barbecues? Do we get to do picnics?
The same as blacks are doing. Would you celebrate White History Month?
It depends what kind of fun food you got.
But you will celebrate.
I don't know.
But you celebrate Black History.
It's the first
I'm
hearing about it.
But you want to think about celebrating White History Month?
I'd like to see the invite. I want to see the evite. I want to see if you got some flair, if it's designed
well.
But
you got to agree with me that I started this month in July, right? And you know why I started July? Because July just feels white. Doesn't like July feel
yeah,
white?
Yeah, I kind of feel that.
Yeah.
Although really, if you want to make July, it should be Jewish Appreciation Month. Because
why?
July. Jews right in it. You know what I mean?
Amazing. It's time for me to heat up this interview, folks. I got to throw my guest in the hot seat.
This hasn't been the hot seat so far? Amazing.
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 Amazing. Amazing. So I need you to answer these questions as quickly as
sure.
possible.
Absolutely.
All right.
The hot seat.
Who will win the 2020 presidential election?
A Democrat.
Should conservative be censored on social media?
No.
Do you watch porn?
Yes.
Are you
sometimes? I'm not overdoing it, you know. But I'm not against it.
Amazing. Are you in favor of sex robots?
No.
Do black people deserve reparations?
Yes.
Do the founder of Amazon Jeff
Bezos?
Yeah. Is he evil?
No, but he's not great.
Will Juicy Smollett be locked up?
Will he be? I hope so.
Do you support the Green New Deal?
Yes.
Is Ileana Omar a nasty woman?
I don't like to use phrases that Trump uses.
Is she a nasty woman?
No.
Is blackface racist?
Yes.
Thank you, man.
But chocolate face is not racist.
Thank you for sitting through the hot seat. That's amazing.
It was my pleasure.
Did you have fun?
I did.
Amazing, huh?
Did you have fun?
Amazing.
I loved it. It was a good conversation.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, man.
Is there anything you want to promote?
Sure.
An event coming up, blah, blah, blah.
Sure, thank you. You can follow me on social media, at Ben Glebe. And my podcast, Last Week on Earth, I summarize the world every week for the last 8 years. I make it funny. I make it interesting news, politics, pop culture, trends, weird stories. And the audience gets involved in the podcast. We're called The Brain Trust. Anybody who listens to it, so please subscribe and watch my hour special, Ben Glebe, Neurotic Gangster, for free on YouTube. It was a Showtime special. We just threw it up on YouTube for free.
Amazing. Agreed. I just realized two quick questions I need to ask. Short answer.
Yeah.
What is a man?
A man is somebody that is so whole and confident in themselves, they are able to handle anything that comes at them, feel the full range of emotion and been a mistake, and keep going as strong as they were before, and even stronger because they've learned.
And what is love?
Love is what I feel for you. It's something you can't explain. But you know it's there, you know?
Thank you, man.
You're welcome.
I appreciate it. Yeah. And thank you all for tuning in. I absolutely appreciate it. Let me hear from you. Don't forget to like, follow, subscribe, share, ring the bell. We have all kind of merch. Everything is done for you. Thank you for tuning in.
You should sell that shirt if you really want to get that merch sales up.
'Next time on The Fallen State.
What people don't understand is that hypnosis is just the natural way we're programmed. It might take a lot of time to get to the moment where you decide to change your life, but change happens in a moment. This past weekend, I was in Chicago, and I was literally walking around. You have confidence. Your stutter's gone. This guy, Tourette's, got rid of it.
Did you hypnotize yourself?
Yeah, I do it all the time. All hypnosis is going from one belief to another. You're telling me that a chemical imbalance is a disease for the rest of your life?
That's right, man.
I'm better than Tony Robbins. I'm going to be bigger than Tony Robbins.
Are you able to get any girl that you want?
Yes.
You can get any woman you want?
Anyone I want. You know this. When you turn your confidence on, all of a sudden you're out of this trance. You become present.
Thanks for watching The Fallen State. We need your continued support. Donate to my nonprofit here. Subscribe and like the videos here. And tell everybody and their mama about the show.